And there's another story in a slightly similar vein that I also like very much. This is the story of Contradictor. So Contradictor was a Brahmin who lived in Sarvati, another of the towns where the Buddha spent a lot of time. And he was known by this name of Contradictor because he was always picking arguments with people. Whatever anyone said, he always said the opposite. If they said big, he said small. If they said long, he said short. If they said fat, he said thin. So needless to say, he didn't have many friends and often found nobody to talk to. So one day, hearing that the Buddha was staying near Sarvati, Contradictor said to himself, "I'll go and visit that holy man, Gotama, and whatever he says, I'll argue the opposite. Let's see what he makes of that. We'll soon find out how holy he really is." So he set off for the Jeta Grove, where he knew the Buddha was often to be found. And he'd not been in the park very long before he saw the Buddha walking up and down, slowly and mindfully, in the open air. So Contradictor went up to the Buddha and began to walk alongside him. "Let's hear a teaching then, monk," he said. So the Buddha stopped and slowly turned to face Contradictor. We hear in the Pali Canon how the Buddha would give people his elephant look. He'd give them the whole of his attention. You know, he didn't just sort of look sideways. It's said that when an elephant wants to give someone its attention, it turns its whole body and faces them. So the Buddha didn't just give Contradictor a sidelong look. He stopped, he turned, and he gave Contradictor his whole attention. And he said, in response to this request to give a teaching, "No, there's no teaching for you, Contradictor. With your twisted heart so full of anger, you'll not be able to think clearly or enter into honest discussion. Only a person who's overcome strife and ill will in his heart and given up all enmity will be able to recognize the truth when he hears it." And these words just coming out like this were completely unexpected. They caught Contradictor completely off his guard, and for once he was at a loss and could think of nothing to say. He was shaken. He was really shaken to the core. And with a shock of recognition, he saw very clearly what he'd been doing over so many years with his constant arguing. So full of remorse now and determined to change his ways, he opened his heart to the Buddha and listened earnestly to what the Buddha had to say. And that very day, he asked to be accepted by the Buddha as a lay disciple. So, yes, there we have, again, the Buddha meeting somebody in a very immediate, very down-to-earth, but very telling way.